Sui Network hit by second major outage in 5 months. Sui Network suffered a fresh outage on May 28th, the second time in roughly 5 months that the high-throughput Layer 1 has stopped producing blocks, according to a report from Crypto Potato citing on-chain monitoring. The previous incident, in late 2025, lasted about 6 hours before validators restored consensus. Sui's appeal has always been throughput and parallel execution. The move-based chain markets itself on near-instant finality and the ability to settle large volumes of transfers without the gas spikes that hit Ethereum during peak demand. A second halt inside half a year cuts against that pitch, and it lands while users are watching ETH trade under 2016 BTC at $73,690, and broader risk appetite slipping back into fear territory at 33 on the Fear and Greed Index as of May 29, 2026. A pattern, not a one-off one outage, is an incident. 2 in 5 months starts to look like an unresolved condition. The earlier event in late 2025 was attributed to a validator coordination problem that required the network to restart from a recent checkpoint. The May 28th stall has not been fully post-mortemed at the time of writing, but the symptom set looks familiar. Block production paused, finality stopped advancing, and validators eventually rallied to resume. That sequence is more common on newer chains than the marketing usually admits. Solana went through a long run of restarts in 2022 and 2023 before stabilizing. Aptos and Sui, which share Move and similar design heritage, are still inside the window where this kind of failure can repeat. The question for Sui specifically is whether the chain has a deeper coordination bug or a class of mempool conditions that consistently trip the validator set. The cost to payment rails, for traders, an hour or two of downtime is annoying but recoverable. Funds are not lost during a Sui halt, and DEX prices snap back once the chain resumes. The cost is more subtle. Anything that depends on continuous settlement gets harder to underwrite. Stablecoin issuers, RWA platforms, and payment processors choose chains the same way they choose banks. Dull reliability beats peak performance. A network that halts twice in 5 months loses points against Ethereum L2s and against Solana, which has now gone more than 2 years without a full stop. Sui has been actively courting payment use cases, including stablecoin transfers and merchant tooling. Those integrations are not impossible after an outage, but the sales cycle gets longer. A merchant comparing rails will ask the obvious question, what is your worst stretch of downtime in the last 12 months? And what changed since then? Two halts make that conversation harder, regardless of how quickly the chain recovered. The same dynamic applies to crypto card programs that rely on a specific chain for settlement. Most major issuers route through Visa or MasterCard at the point of sale and convert from a stablecoin balance held on a small set of supported chains. Sui is not yet a primary settlement chain for any major card program, and these reliability questions are part of why. For broader context on how card spending is shaping up this cycle, see our piece on record crypto card volume crossing 7.8 billion in cumulative spend. SUI price reaction so far. Token level damage from L1 outages tends to show up slowly. The initial dip is often shallow because traders price the halt as a temporary inconvenience. The deeper impact arrives over the following weeks as integrations slow and TVL drifts toward chains with cleaner uptime records. SUI was already weak heading into the week, mirroring the broader majors that are down between 3% and 5% over the last 7 days. Implied volatility on SUI perpetual futures will be the cleaner read on how the market is processing the incident. If funding stays neutral and open interest does not collapse, the market is treating this as a known risk that has now materialized for a second time. If funding turns sharply negative without a price recovery, it signals that traders are positioning for a longer reliability discount. Three signals that decide the story. Three things will decide whether this becomes a recurring story or a closed chapter. First, the official post-mortem from the Sui Foundation and Mistin Labs. The detail and timeliness of that report matters more than the headline cause. Second, any concrete patch or protocol change that targets the failure mode, ideally with a testnet deployment window. Third, validator behavior over the next 60 days. If the same condition recurs, the network has a structural problem. If it does not, the May 28th incident gets filed as the tale of an issue that has now been addressed. For users holding SUI or building on the chain, the practical question is whether to wait for the postmortem before adding exposure. The chain has not lost funds in either incident, but the reliability ledger now reads 2 halts in 5 months, which is the metric that institutional counterparties will price against.